Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Open your free iHeart app, search R&B Money Podcast, and start listening. Only on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Open your free iHeart app, search R&B Money Podcast, and start listening. Only on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Open your free iHeart app, search R&B Money Podcast, and start listening. Only on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Welcome, welcome. Today, I'm going to talk about five, six, seven different ways to really improve your offense, improve your efficiency, improve the way that you can score, improve basically on the offensive end. I think those are all really, really important things as far as moving on. So before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. Mention High School Hoops, Coach Unplugged, Teach Hoops, Funnel Down Defense, anything to do with me and Coach Collins, and they'll give you $350 off, and they will take really, really, really good care of you. So go over and mention all of those, or me, Coach Collins, and they'll take really good care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for a one-stop shop, if you're looking to become a better basketball coach, if you're looking to take your coaching to the next level, teachhoops.com is the solution. It's got a little bit of everything for everyone. Can't tell you the number of emails I've answered in the last couple of weeks. It is run by a high school coach who has been successful, me, not by a conglomerate, not by college coaches or former coaches or coaches that know the game but haven't had a mom circle them in a pregame warm-up or something like that. So I could tell you a great story. I'll tell you a great story that we're in the state. Gosh, it's probably was 20 years ago. We're in the state semifinals, I think. Get a phone call to mom. She's all upset. Johnny, I'm making the kid's name up to protect the innocent. Johnny's not playing. Why is Johnny not playing? He didn't play in the quarterfinals on TV, blah, blah, blah. Mom had been to a game all year. She's calling me the morning of our shoot around for the state semifinals. All upset because she didn't see her son on TV. Well, he hadn't played all year, and he probably definitely wasn't not going to play in the quarterfinals of the state tournament. But so I deal with those kind of things on a day-to-day basis. I just can't believe that they do when they're not in the depth and they're not doing this 365 days. They're running businesses. And I'm a high school coach who started Teach Hoops because it was something that I wanted. So go over and check it out. And let's go start talking about our thing. So I think the first thing that can increase your offense, is reduce your turnovers. And again, it depends on your pace of play. But you know, when you turn the ball over, you can't score. And we always talk to our players about it being a 6-point turnaround or an 8-point turnaround. You know, it's 3 points. You can score 3 points. They can score. So it's a 6-point. But if you want you want to be efficient, you have to have more possessions. And when you're turning the ball over, you don't have more possessions. So I'm not a believer in screaming when a kid turns it over, and there is a scale of turnovers. There's what I refer to as good turnovers and bad turnovers. But if you want to increase your offense or your offense efficiency, you really have to take care of the ball. You have to not turn it over on a regular basis. So that would be one thing. Second thing is you have to be able to get the ball into what we refer to it as the alley, but in terms of the middle of the court, in terms of the paint area, you got to get the ball inside. Now, it used to be you had to get it into your big and your center and your post and all those kind of things to be able to score, but it can be off the dribble. It can be attacking. You have to get the ball inside. The reasoning behind that, if you want to increase your offensive efficiency, is because you're going to get fouled. You're going to get to the free throw line more. Your points per possession is going to go up because of that. And the same thing, you're going to get other people in foul trouble. You're going to make them adjust to you. So getting the ball inside, I think, is a really important thing if you want to increase your offensive efficiency.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Open your free iHeart app, search R&B Money Podcast, and start listening. Only on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
So next thing is you got to really work on how you're getting shots. And, you know, we've spent a lot of the last 18 months diving into the statistics behind that. But I think you really want to dive into how are you scoring? Can you score? You know, I'll say this a billion times. You're either on offense or your defense. You're transitioning to offense or you're transitioning to defense. So you have to work on how are you getting that? How is your offensive system allowing you to get good, open, hopefully uncontested shots? You know, is it in transition? Is it running a specific play? Is it, you know, how are you doing that? Will help your offense. Next thing is, and this is a harder one for a lot of coaches, is you got to play fast and you got to play in that 7 to 10 seconds or that 0 to 10 seconds as soon as you on the defensive end, as soon as you get the ball. It's harder to run a set offense. It's harder to score against a set defense. It's a lot easier, and you're going to have to. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're going to put rings on your finger and you're going to put pictures on the wall and you're going to win championships, you're going to have to do that at some point in that run. However, it's easier to score before that set defense is there. When defenses are moving, when defenses are scrambling, when defenses are trying to find who they're supposed to guard, is the best time for you to be able to score. So the advantage is to the offense while the defense is transitioning back. So you have to figure a way to tackle that. You have to figure a way. So when you're going at a faster speed, it doesn't mean just taking horrible shots. It means how are you getting down the court? How are you scoring at a faster pace? I think that's an important thing. You know, the last thing that I would talk about is, what kind of shots are you getting and how are you working on those shots in practice? I think that's an important thing. There's been a lot of emphasis on this, but, you know, practicing the things that occur in the game, what kind of shots? So if you're playing at a faster pace, are you shooting open threes in transition? Are you driving and then having to kick from behind? You know, how are you getting to the free throw line? Are you working on free throws? You know, how are you getting opportunities to put points on the board? So I think that's something you really got to think about as far as your offensive efficiency. So let me go over these again real quick for the people that are listening. Reduce your turnovers is the first one. Play at a quick and a fast pace to make sure you can score. Look at the types of shots that you're getting. inside, get the ball out. I forgot which one. Get the ball inside, whichever way you can do that. And then how are you working on specific things? Now, maybe you're a ball screen offense. Maybe you're a transition offense. Maybe you're a flex offense. Maybe you run the Princeton. How are you working on those specific skills to get better on a daily basis? So hopefully that helps you when you're kind of doing your deep dive into your offense and your offensive efficiency and how you can score and work on things that will help you on the offensive end. I hope this helped. Have a great day, everybody.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Open your free iHeart app, search R&B Money Podcast, and start listening. Only on the Black Effect Podcast Network.